welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I am so glad to be joining you here today. Just whew, a lot of energy talking to Steve Maraboli, Benny. What do you think?
Oh, man, it's perfect, especially for my East Coaster.
I know. And so we are going to have a little fun here for a little bit, don't you think?
Let's do it. Let's bring it.
All right. So this week, there were the announcements on awards. Awards are so interesting. And the awards had to do with the Oscar nominations. Now, Valerie, Benny, you, and me, we talked about the People's Choice Awards and the Grammys, and we talked about, I don't know what else we talked about. But the Oscars, people pay attention to the Oscar nominations. They pay attention to who are the people that are being honored for outstanding work. And I think this is kind of an important conversation because it has to do with recognition. It has to do with folks that are being recognized for excellence in their arena. Now, I know Benny, Valerie, and me, we kind of have different opinions about things, so to speak.
Well, that's good. This is like our little round table.
Is Valerie laughing?
Yeah, she's here. She's okay. Can you hear?
So today, we are having the producers' roundtable on the Oscars.
Nice.
Who made it, who didn't make it, and what we're going to do about it. So if you guys have an opinion out there and want to have a little fun with us, because this is our fun time on the Dr. Pat Show, just give us a shout. Benny will pick you up, put you on live, 1-800-930-2819. And Valerie, Benny, and I, we will decide on the picks. Who will win the categories? Yeah. Okay. Valerie, Benny, say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Hola.
Now, I don't know if you guys have the information in front of you, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna have it in front of me.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Was Taylor Swift in any films this year?
Wow.
She is actually in a 2010 film.
Oh, I did not know that.
Were you surprised when she won Best Album?
No. Not at all.
Okay. No. So were you disappointed?
No, not at all.
Okay. So
Vinny?
she's making a cameo in some Valentine's Day movie, right?
Yeah, she is. She's making a cameo.
Yeah.
But the other thing was, I really thought Black Eyed Peas would take away, you know, more nods, you know, and especially in that category, Album of the Year. I mean, their album, what did their album have, Benny? Like, how many number one hits? I can't even count now.
Four or five, maybe six.
Yeah, number one hits. I mean,
still
I know Beyoncé's did too, but so. Yeah. So it's like somebody sent, I found some email on the internet where a musician said, when is Taylor Swift going to go back to country? But that's a whole other conversation. No, but she may get nominated for the film she's in. So there we go. Well, I have to tell you, in preparation for today's show, I had to go out and make sure that I saw all of the pictures or at least close to them. So do we want to start with Best Picture or do we want to start with the kind of roll-up for supporting? Let's do supporting actor and supporting actress. Let's start there. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, we're not going to even deal with all the animation and all those films. Although, I do want to say I'm very disappointed that in Best Documentary, Under Our Skin was not nominated. Although it was, and that is a documentary about Lyme disease. And so it didn't get a nod. And I am disappointed. But let's start to talk about the women first. Actress in a supporting role. All right. So what we're talking about is we're talking about, of course, Penelope Cruz for her role in Nine. We're talking about Vera Farmiga for her role with George Clooney in Up in the Air.
Ding.
We're talking. We're talking about Maggie Gyllenhaal for Crazy Heart, and we're talking about Anna Kendrick, and we know that's up in the air, and then Monique for Precious.
Ding.
I like Monique.
I like all of those people.
I'm going to go with Monique.
Okay, so this produces round table. It's going to be very interesting. You're going to go with Monique. Monique now won the Golden Globe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think she just did a really good job, and obviously it's based, you know, on the novel Push by Sapphire. I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's got so many heartwarming and, you know, wrenching story tales and about. I mean, I'm going to stick with it.
Okay, how about you, Valerie? Are you like, I mean, Valerie's like dinging everybody.
Well,
what up with that?
I think Monique
should.
What
is up with that?
Because I like all those people, but, mm-hmm. and I like all those films. But I'm going to go with Monique on this one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to agree with you. I'm going to go with Monique on this. Although, I will tell you that my personal favorite is Maggie Gyllenhaal. And
Gyllenhaal,
I love,
or is it Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, I love, like, I say Gyllenhaal, Gyllenhaal.
Okay. East Coaster.
I thank you, Benny.
You're welcome. Just making sure.
I loved her when she was in The Secretary.
Oh, she's so good.
She's so good. She's so moving on to the men. Here we have, you ready? Moving on to the men. Where are the men? Can we even get the men? Men in a supporting role. You ready? Actor in a supporting role. Matt Damon for Invictus, right? Everybody knows that film.
Uh-huh.
Then we have Woody Harrelson. And I don't know if you guys saw this film, but it's Woody Harrelson in The Messenger.
Yeah, it was kind of a sleeper film. Didn't I get all his...
I thought you were going to say Zombieland.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say Zombieland.
That was awesome.
That was great.
I love that movie.
It was a great movie. I know. Christopher Plummer in The Last Station.
I didn't see that film.
Neither did I.
Stanley Tucci in The Lovely Bones.
Have no desire to see that movie.
Nope.
And Christopher Waltz in Inglourious Bastards.
Sing.
I'm gonna go with
Benny,
Matt.
What are you?
I'm gonna go with Matt Damon.
You're gonna go with Matt? You're gonna go with
Matt.
Now these are the people you think are gonna win, but not necessarily the winners, right?
Right.
I mean, or not your personal
These are
favorites.
Predictions.
Right. How about you, Valerie?
I think Matt Damon will take that category.
Okay. All right. So here I'm like split on the categories, and I'm actually not gonna pick Matt Damon. I'm actually either going to pick Stanley Tucci because he was scary in this movie.
Uh-oh.
You know, going from Julia Childs to this movie, oh, look out.
He does look a little creepy on his photo that was
creepy,
used for...
Creepy.
Yeah.
Some of the best scary directing in a long time. Or Woody Harrelson. So those are... Okay, pick one, Pat, right? I'm on the fence. I'll pick Woody.
You're going to go with Woody.
I'm going to go with Woody.
Dr. Pat, did you see Lovely Bones?
Lovely Bones. Thank you very much. Scary, scary. I can't give anything away.
Okay.
The book in itself will make you like a little crazy person.
Okay.
So let's do the men, if we should. We could do the men.
Should we
let's
tell the messenger the what it's about, though? So the messenger is basically...
Okay, tell everybody about the messenger.
All right, messenger. So Woody Harrelson plays Captain Tony Stone. Woody Harrelson, he plays basically a military officer struggling to maintain his sobriety as he delivers news to soldiers' deaths to their families.
Yep.
So definitely a heart-wrenching story right there. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm telling you,
you know, maintaining your sobriety is enough, but maintaining your sobriety and being able to... the performance, just incredible, actually.
All right,
okay.
So we'll go to the men.
Let's go to the men. Actor in a leading role. Jeff Bridges, who has won every, I think, award that he's been up for in this film, Crazy Heart. Then we have George Clooney in the role Up in the Air. Then we have Colin Firth, and this is kind of a sleeper, a single man, but was nominated before. And you know what? I don't understand this, so I'm going to you-know-what for a minute. Why was he nominated and Julianne Moore not, who was in the same film? Hello?
Yeah, we're
Help
here.
Me out.
Yeah, we got you. No, you got it.
Okay.
I'm...
Morgan Freeman in Invictus and Jeremy Renner in The Hurt Locker.
It's going to be a toss-up. I know, right?
I
like Jeff Bridges. He's been doing fabulous jobs in films lately.
Forever.
And then it's going to be a toss-up between Jeff Bridges and George Clooney for me.
Okay,
how about you, Valerie?
I thought George Clooney nailed it in Up in the Air.
Really?
Nailed it. But Morgan Freeman was so good, too.
Mm.
He was so good in that movie. So I don't know. It's a toss-up. For me, it's between George and Morgan.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. So the question is going to be for everyone that gets to vote on these, which one of these folks has already received an Oscar?
I wish I had that information.
Right. And then, you know, which one of these people has been passed over? So if you answer the passover piece, it's going to be Jeff Bridges. You're right about George Clooney. But I have to tell you, I have like a little sleeper. I saw The Hurt Locker. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's not a film for everybody. But Jeremy Renner and what he did, he brought that film to life. Now, will he win? I don't think so. I think it's going to go to Jeff Bridges.
Okay.
What's up with all the movies related around the military?
I know.
We're at war?
Yeah.
Well, we've been at war for a while.
I want to make sure you're... When we come back, actors in a leading role, one of my favorite categories. Who didn't make the cut? Who did? We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, having a little fun. If you guys have your personal favorite, give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
About to check outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you're gonna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
So how many times have you said, I need to quit smoking? And how many times have you tried to quit smoking only to fail? How many times a day are you smoking and wishing you weren't? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help you to become smoke-free for life. Take on the habits of a non-smoker, not an ex-smoker. Our clients tell us they simply lose the desire for the cigarette, become stress-free and relaxed, lose or maintain weight at the same time, and effortlessly take back control. Andy Castle quit his 15-year smoking habit and has been smoke-free for over a year. Jane Penrod quit smoking after smoking 3 packs a day for 50 years. Yes, it works. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you in constant pain and tired of taking pain pills? At Holistic Medical Center, our physicians listen, examine, and find the root cause of your pain. Comprehensive, non-invasive, scientific, and energy-based natural therapies do exist to treat your pain and its root cause. Contact Holistic Medical Center to transform your life. Call 425-451-0404 or on the web at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back. back, everyone. Welcome back to the Producers Roundtable on the Dr. Pat Show. What a great time we are having. Joined by Mr. Benny Mathers, Valerie Dunn here on the show, and we are critiquing the Oscar nominations. Why? For fun. Okay, actress in a leading role, everybody. You know, let's just kick it up. Of course, Meryl Streep for her role.
Ding.
And Julie and Julia. And yep, everybody. Who did the ding? Was that you?
Me.
I'll do one too for that one.
Ding. Yeah. All right.
We both got
Gabourey,
dings here.
Gabourey Sidibe for her nominee in Precious. This is a first-time nomination.
And I wish her well. I just don't think she has enough to take it.
Carey Mulligan. And Carey Mulligan has been nominated, you know, for everything in education. Helen Mirren, and this again goes back to The Last Station, a film that many people don't even know about. And Sandra Bullock for her role in The Blind Side. Ding, 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 ding.
Think so, huh?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so you guys are going to pick Meryl Streep, and I'm going to pick Sandra Bullock.
Yep.
Yes.
Is that it?
Well,
now, I will tell you that the reason that I think they're going to, that Sandra's going to win is because I just think that people recognize her performance and a lot of people feel that she's due. But I will tell you, the performance by Gabourey Sidibe in Precious, it's incredibly captivating. Actually, all of the acting in the film is incredibly captivating from my point of view. Even Mariah Carey.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, just a different Mariah.
Okay,
so acting in a supporting role, we did. Let's get to the men. We did acting in a lead role already. Let's get to the films. Now, this year, what's changed about the films, as you know, is we don't have five films. We have 10. Okay?
There's a lot. Why
are
there so many?
Does anybody know why they did that?
No.
Does anybody?
I don't know.
I think it's too many. There should be a limit.
Does anybody know why they did that, though?
No, but I will look that up for you because I'm curious myself.
Okay. So let's just go over the films. Up in the Air, which you love.
Ding! Love it.
Okay.
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
The animated film, Up.
Boo.
Okay.
Wait, what?
That's an animated film.
I see where you're going. Okay.
We are not feeling the love on that.
Vinny, did you like Up?
All.
Never saw it.
Ugh. Okay. We have Best Picture, A Serious Man by the Coen brothers. They've done that. I don't know that film. Precious, which we've been talking about, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. Inglourious Basterds, and of course we know that that's a film by
Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, Quentin, and it's done exactly in his fashion,
his normal fashion, which
yes.
I love. Pulp Fiction and all,
ding,
you know,
ding, ding, ding.
Kill Bill, all those films. I mean, I just love his description on how he uses editing and also like the close-ups and slow-mos throughout the entire movie. It's great cinematography.
The Hurt Locker, which is really for me. This is what people don't know about the war in Iraq. This is one version of it, of what goes on every day. Because, of course, you know, we're not really getting any information from Iraq. But this is a film that was put together, you know, and put together in a way that would touch us to understand what happens day to day there. And I've never really seen anything quite like that. Then we have An Education that's nominated. One of my all-time favorite films, and I can't wait for the sequel, District 9.
Ding.
Really?
Yeah.
District 9. The Blind Side, as we mentioned.
Ding.
And Avatar.
Boo. Too much hype. I'm not slamming out Avatar. It's just...
It was created really well.
It'll probably end up winning anyways.
Okay. So can you guys explain something to me?
We'll do our
maybe.
Best.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll do our best.
I cried in the movie Avatar. I don't know why. I'm not menopausal, so that isn't it. I cried. And there was some points in time in the film that were so touching and so parallel the world we live in. But I have a question for you. How can a film be nominated for so many awards, including Best Picture, and none of the actors be nominated? Can somebody help me with that?
Because it's, well, It's more of an animation.
Yeah, I mean, acting is a whole category in itself. It's more of the cinematography, the way it was made, the editing. That's what the movie's
but you guys
nominated
know
for.
That the actors really acted, that they're not full animation, that they are actually actors that acted attached to electrodes, which actually created the acting and the moving for the animated figures. You know
true.
That, right?
True, but it's
they
just...
They had to act that role with no scenery. They had to actually portray those characters without really knowing. I mean, I don't know. What am I, like a softy or something?
Well, acting is just one element of a film. So I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I'm not discounting their acting, but as far as the film goes, there's other elements that are a lot better in the film than I think than the acting part was.
Okay. All right. I hear you. I feel you.
I mean, there's acting in it too. I mean, there's plenty of scenes where, you know, you have, you know, Jake Sully, you know, the Marine who's, you know, doing his thing. I mean, they go back and forth. I kind of go with the involvement of you're taking in a third party or source, mm-hmm. which is the computer, the CGI, the graphics. It kind of, I think, limits the actor mm-hmm. in the skill. Even though they did the whole entire movie, there's just something that's not connecting. And I feel that maybe...
It wasn't Titanic.
Yeah.
Aww. Okay. Aww. Well, I think we could all agree to disagree on this one. Because basically... Right. That movie wouldn't have been half as good if you would have had actors that couldn't have pulled that off. Those characters would not have come
sure.
to life.
No, I totally agree. You know? I think they did a great job. It's just
all right. So, okay, we have time for one more category, directing. Kind of save this for last because it doesn't make any sense to me at all that you have 10 films nominated but only 5 directors.
Yeah, I don't
all
like
right.
that.
Okay, director, Avatar.
Yes.
That's the first nominee, James Cameron.
And John Landau.
Wait, they only have him up there.
No, I think it's just James Cameron.
Well, I've got two here on mine.
The Hurt Locker, Catherine Bigelow.
Yeah.
Okay.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment.
We don't know nothing about it.
We don't know anything about that.
Inglorious Bastards, of course, Quentin Tarantino.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, triple ding.
Precious, hold on. Just hold on a minute, everybody. Lee Daniels. And then Up in the Air, right?
Yes,
Jason Reitman.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so how many are you voting for, Valerie?
Right?
Okay, what are you totally. Voting for here? You going to, like, vote for all of them?
Can
tough
I?
Tough category. tough.
I don't know. I love Jason Reitman. I love his movies. Maybe he deserves one now because I mean, it's only his third film he's ever done. And he pulled
but
it off.
Actually,
really
I agree
well.
With you. He brought the best out of George Clooney and you know, the actors in that movie. I mean, all three of the main characters are nominated.
Mm-hmm. I thought the whole movie was great. I don't know, James Cameron. I mean, he did a great job. He'll probably take it. I think.
Okay, Benny, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with the obvious.
But is Avatar your favorite?
No, well, mm-hmm. I haven't seen a couple of other movies, which I regret not seeing them yet, because then I would have been able to talk a little bit more and have more information for you peoples out there. I'm still a huge fan of Quentin Tarantino, always have been, and I'd really like to see Inglourious Basterds win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent.
And for director.
So, for me, I believe Avatar is going to win, and I really would like to see Catherine Bigelow of the Hurt Locker win.
Yeah.
Okay, we have time for one last commentary. And it wouldn't be a Dr. Pat show with Benny and Valerie if we didn't talk music. Original score.
All right.
And we're going to have to go through it quickly.
Avatar.
Again. Yeah.
Seriously.
God.
I like Up.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So
we have Avatar, uh-huh. the fantastic Mr. Fox, which is an animation. The Hurt Locker, Sherlock Holmes,
Ding.
And Up. Sherlock Holmes?
I want to go see it.
No.
Okay.
Come on, Valerie.
Okay. No.
So are we all saying original musical score will go to Avatar or not?
Avatar.
And that's James Horner.
They will get that one for sure.
Yeah. I don't know how they would not get it. Amazing. Amazing song.
And plus they have more music in it because it's 3 hours long.
Okay. So.
Wow.
So, Valerie, I have some good news for you. I think I have some good news for you. I just want to tell you that, you know, there is a nomination for original song in the movie. And you had asked a question about Taylor Swift.
Oh, man. Right?
In the movie. And I just want to tell you that you don't have to worry.
Oh. Well, it just makes sense for this year for her to be nominated for an Oscar with everything she's done.
She didn't make the cut.
Okay.
Well, thank you for joining me in what is the first of many producers' roundtables to come. Any surprises that you think you guys think is going to happen with the Oscars this year?
Let's see. Any more? I don't think
Taylor Swift will be singing and.
Or doing any announcements on stage so she won't be interrupted.
Okay.
Let's see.
Or like wardrobe malfunction or something.
Yeah,
or
that's always possible.
Somebody will say something about the war and
or
Obama.
Or the
political.
Haiti relief.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
You think that's a surprise?
No, but I think people use the stage to give their opinion. And
we're getting it out there.
And they might say something, a bad word or something. I don't know.
They usually
have to cut something away.
They usually do. Now, what's a movie really quickly that you guys heard that you haven't seen yet that you're now going to run out and see? Well, I just want to tell you, the Hurt Locker's on DVD, by the way.
Yeah.
You have to run anywhere to see it.
I don't.
Nothing? Did you see them all?
Well, it's not that I don't want to see them. It's I don't want to see Precious because it seems too depressing. I don't want to cry.
Aww.
And I don't have any desire to see the Hurt Locker because, again, I just don't want to see it because I'm afraid I'll cry.
I'll admit it. I want to go see District 9.
Okay. That's on DVD now.
Exactly. It doesn't bring me to watch it, but I think I'm going to have to.
Okay. I only have one little bit of advice for you if you do go see it.
All right.
And you're like home watching it?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't be eating anything.
Okay, got it.
That's all I want to say.
All right, I got you.
Eat. Let's take a short break. When we come back, Lou Paradise. He's going to get rid of our pain, everybody. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for three extraordinary men and one amazing lady. Presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance. Shirley, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Joe Dispenza, the most recognized visionary in the hit movie What the Bleep. Reverend Carlton Pearson, the fundamental evangelical Pentecostal bishop who said to hell with hell. Robert Holden, Britain's Get Happy guru with a feel-good philosophy that will make your heart smile. Three men and a lady. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. That's BELLA spark.com. Buy series tickets for the men and get $10 off the lady. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine and three extraordinary men. Visit bellaspark.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call a sacred moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
I'm a smoke jumper, packing my oral cannon. Bustin' from Okinawa, Japan to Laurel Canyon. Swallow flows, we turn it like plush tires. Mellow and toes, lyrics be burning like brush fires. Spreadin' vocal literacy, using discrepancy. Lyric weaponry lessens your chances of testing me. Stopping freeze, MCs, I block atrocities. True philosophies from the lips of Black Socrates. The pocket pencil-a, in your peninsula. Killing Dracula, MCs are ripping off a nebula. Stopping back in the ill scene, we occupy. No lullaby, got too high when I read the fly verse. For my people, let it be slow. Give a